ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンバ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 15. Kens and Can'ts. Asking for and giving permission.
Hello everyone. I'm Naomi and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
I'm Peter and we'll be your host in this lesson. Now, in the previous lesson, Raizo, Miu's father, came home with a very eligible bachelor, Yukio. And Naomi-sensei, I think he wants his daughter to marry Yukio, right?
Right.
Now, Yukio and Miu introduce themselves. And now they're in the living room, and Miu is offering something to drink.
The focus of this lesson is 手もいいですか?
Which is used for asking permission.
And 手はいけません.
Which is used for denying permission.
This conversation takes place at 天堂さんのうちのリビングルーム.
The living room at the 天堂's place. This conversation is mainly between Miu and Yukio, so you'll hear
formal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
Do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So we were wondering if you tried it. And if so, what do you think? I think it could be really good. You listen and read along. Now, if you have the iPod, you can do this by clicking the center button. And I think it should help you remember things better. Either way, let us know what you think. Okay, let's listen to today's conversation.
ゆきおさん、お飲み物は何にしますか？
あ、じゃあ冷たいビールをもらってもいいですか？
え、でも車で帰りますよね。じゃあビールを飲んではいけませんよね。
あ、そう、そうですよね。いけませんね。みゆちゃんは真面目だな。じゃあタバコ吸ってもいいですか？
あ、どうぞどうぞ。おい、灰皿ある？
すみませんが、タバコはちょっと、そこのベランダで吸ってください。
え？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ゆきおさん、お飲み物は何にしますか？
あ、じゃあ、冷たいビールをもらってもいいですか？
え、でも、車で帰りますよね。じゃあ、ビールを飲んではいけませんよね。
あ、は、は、は、そう。そうですよね。いけませんね。は、は、は。みゆちゃんは、真面目だな。じゃあ、タバコを吸ってもいいですか？
あ、どうぞ、どうぞ。おーい、灰皿ある？
すみませんが、タバコは、ちょっと、そこのベランダで吸ってください。
え？
今度は英語が入ります。
ゆきおさん、お飲み物は何にしますか？
ゆきおさん、what would you like to drink?
あ、じゃあ冷たいビールをもらってもいいですか？
Oh, let's see. May I have a cold beer?
え、でも、車で帰りますよね。じゃあ、ビールを飲んではいけませんよね。
But you're driving home, right? So you can't drink beer.
あ、そう、そうですよね。いけませんね。みゆちゃんは真面目だな。
Oh, ha 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 ha. Right, that's right. That's no good. Ha 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 ha. You're a serious girl.
じゃあ、タバコ吸ってもいいですか？
Then do you mind if I smoke?
Ah, どうぞどうぞ。
Oh, go ahead, please.
おい、灰皿ある？
Hey, do we have an ashtray somewhere?
すみませんが、タバコはちょっと、 そこのベランダで吸ってください。
I'm sorry, but please smoke out on the veranda.
え?
Huh?
Miu wasn't so friendly, was she?
どうでしょうか? I think it's interesting that you say that.
なんで?
Because I think it's kind of a cultural thing.
ああ、そうかもね。
So, to ask somebody to smoke outside is not so, I guess, unpolite in the US.
ああ、そう。
Or most of the time they may volunteer to do it outside.
I see.
But, of course, this depends on the household.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, I think in Japan, it's pretty much accepted that if someone wants to smoke, it's...
Yeah.
どうでしょうね? Can we even say that anymore? I don't know. I'm confused.
わかんないけど... Nobody smokes in my family. But if somebody visited us and asks if they can smoke, we say, yeah, please go ahead.
すいません、ナオミさん。吸ってもいいですか?
あ、どうぞどうぞ。But honestly...I don't want them to smoke.
Honestly, you want to say something like Miyu-chan said, which was...
外で吸ってください。
So please smoke outside. And the beer question isn't too bad either. You know, like, hey, aren't you driving?
Ah, そうね。 Yeah, drinking and driving, it's getting stricter and stricter in Japan.
Yeah, I remember when I first came here, it wasn't that strict, but now it's pretty strict.
そう、すごい厳しいです。
And I think there's even fines for people in the car.Even if you're not driving.
そうですね。
とてもいいですね。
それはいいことですね。I think that's a good thing, though.
Me too. Okay, let's take a look at today's vocab. Naomi sensei, お願いします。
もらう。
To receive. To get.
もらう。もらう。
Next.
真面目。
Serious.
真面目。真面目。
Next.
タバコ。
Cigarettes, tobacco.
Tabaco, tobacco.
Next.
灰皿
Ashtray.
灰皿灰皿
Next.
吸
To smoke.
吸う吸う
Okay, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi sensei, what do we have first?
吸
To smoke.
Actually, 吸 is not really smoke. It's more like to inhale something.
Like that?
So, so, so. So you need an object, such as tabako. Tabako o su.
To smoke cigarettes. Or actually, to inhale cigarettes. So we have tabako, followed by the object marker
o.
And the verb
su.
To inhale.
In English, you don't usually put an object, right? When you say, like, smoke.
I don't know. It depends. Mm. Do you smoke? Yeah, I smoke cigarettes.
Okay. In Japanese, you always need an object.
So what about if you want to ask somebody, do you smoke?
Just add ka at the end of the sentence.
That's why I love Japanese. It's really, really convenient.
そうね。
For asking questions. Can you give us that?
タバコを吸いますか?
Do you smoke?And of course, here, the listener can infer that you is in the sentence.
あなたは is omitted.
Yeah, it's a little direct. And we keep going back to this, that Japanese is kind of roundabout and a bit vague. So rather than, あなたはタバコを吸いますか? Because when you're saying it, you're looking at the person.
Mm.
So it sounds a little unnatural.
Right. If you really want to put the subject...I recommend you to put the person's name. For example, ピーターさんはタバコを吸いますか?
Yeah, that sounds much more natural. So, when Yukio is asked if he can smoke in the living room, what did Miyu say?
すみませんが、タバコはちょっと。
So, and the literal translation here is, I'm sorry, but smoking is a little. But this is because, in general, saying no is considered kind of informal or a bit too direct in Japanese culture.So the phrase, すいませんが, and something something はちょっと, is really useful for when you want to express that you don't want someone to do something.
そうですね。We kind of touched on this phrase in 日本語道場 style U and Beyond 5.
So if you have a chance, listen to that lesson. And now, Naomi-sensei, you know what else I kind of noticed when we were going through the vocabulary words?
何?
What's the word for ashtray?
灰皿。
Now, if you look at the kanji for this, and I just noticed this now, what is the kanji for high?
Ash.
And It's also used as a color.
Ah, gray.
Gray. And then the second character is?
Tray or dish.
So ash dish or gray dish. It kind of never hit me. That's where that color kind of comes from, the ash, the gray.
そうですね。面白いですね。That's very interesting.
Okay, on to the grammar section. In this lesson, we have two grammar points which use the te form of a verb. The first one is?
Te form of a verb plus もいいですか?
May I do? And?
Te form of a verb plus はいけません.
You may not do. Now, in this dialogue, we had?
タバコを吸ってもいいですか?
And てもいいです means you may, and it's used for giving permission. So, when you add the sentence ending particle か to it, it's asking for permission, saying, may I do this? てもいいですか? May I do this something something? Let's explain with a couple of examples. Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at a verb. Pick a verb, any verb.
Okay. 入る.
To enter. Now, this is a class one verb, so can we have the te form?
入って.
Okay, and this is just the te form. Now, when we add the もいいですか?
入ってもいいですか?
May I enter? Let's take a look at the verb
吸.
To inhale, to smoke. Te form is?
吸って.
Then we add?
吸ってもいいですか?
May I smoke?
Yeah, but remember, we need an object. So that should be タバコを吸ってもいいですか?
May I smoke? So again, this grammar point is based off the te form of a verb. And then to it, we add もいい. The next grammar point we're going to look at also uses the te form, but here what we follow the te form with is a bit different.
That はいけません.
You may not do. And this grammar point is used for showing prohibition. You can't.
入る.
To enter.
So 入ってはいけません.
You may not enter. You can't enter.
飲む is to drink. 飲んでis its te form. So, in today's dialogue, we had 飲んではいけません.
You may not drink a beer. You shouldn't drink a beer. So, let's just review today's grammar point one more time. First, we have
てもいいですか?
May I? And again, this もいいですか? You can attach to the te form of any verb. 食べてもいいですか? May I eat? 飲んでもいいですか? May I drink?
行ってもいいですか?
May I go?And on the other side, we have
てはいけません.
The はいけません can be attached or basically follow the te form of any verb. 食べてはいけません. You can't eat.
飲んではいけません.
You can't drink.
タバコを吸ってはいけません.
You can't smoke. Okay, that just about does it for today.
Are you ready for the test?
A test?
はい.
Ah, you're talking about the quizzes on the site.
Right.
Now, actually, the reason we're talking about this is becauseA really good way to memorize this stuff is to test yourself. Kind of think about it. The answers I remember the clearest from grade school are the questions I got wrong.
Ah, わかるわかる. Yeah.
You know, your teacher, like, you know, you're chatting with your friend and then all of a sudden your teacher's like, Naomi, what's the answer to this question? And you're like,
そうね.
I think actually getting things wrong the first time helps you remember in the long run.
Exactly.
So on the site, we have some quizzes. So stop by.In the premium section of the Learning Center, we have some quizzes that will really help reinforce what you just heard in today's lesson. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
ゆきおさん、お飲み物は何にしますか?
あ、じゃあ冷たいビールをもらってもいいですか?
え、でも。車で帰りますよね。じゃあ、ビールを飲んではいけませんよね。
あ、そう、そうですよね。いけませんね。ミュウちゃんは真面目だな。じゃあ、タバコ吸ってもいいですか?
ああ、どうぞどうぞ。おーい、灰皿ある?
すみませんが、タバコはちょっと、そこのベランダで吸ってください。